Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Miss P, and on tonight's show, we're going to have MC Red, so I'm totally excited to have her on the show. I don't really get to talk to too many ladies on the show, so that, like, made my night knowing that I'll be able to have another female, or so to speak, another counterpart to converse with music and things of that nature. But as I always do, I always like to play a song before I bring the artist on, and I always like to run my mouth, rant and rave, so to speak. So what did you guys think about that whole Michael Jackson thing? I mean, he deserved to go to jail, seriously. There were so many different people having their thoughts, of course, because that's just human nature. But in my mind, if someone signs on with a Hippocratic oath stating that they would serve and protect, and you know that a man already has a problem, and you just feed him the drugs because the price is right, you absolutely contribute to his death. So you deserve to go to jail. And anyone who stood around knowing that he had an issue and did nothing to help the loved one get out of this situation all deserve to go down as well. But that's just my food for thoughts. I also wanted to give, you know, a moment of silence to Joe Frazier. So let's take a moment of silence to represent him. He was a great man, and, you know, he won't be forgotten. All right, Joe, with that being said, I'm going to play one of MC Red's songs, and this one is called Intelligent.
Intelligent beyond all means. Black people, we can make it by being a team. Do we go to sleep after King gave us a dream? Generation X, what's next? Generation Y, question. Intelligent beyond all means. Black people, we can make it by being a team. Do we go to sleep after King gave us a dream? Generation X, what's next? Generation Y, question. Yo, why question anything in a recession? They blame it on Obama, but Bush is question. Budget cuts. Thank you.
right, so that was MC Red, and that was Intelligent. We have her on the line, so let's bring her on. MC Red, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm thankful you gave me this opportunity. So I really appreciate it. No problem.
No problem whatsoever. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to, you know, get to know you a little and have our listeners get to know you a little bit and also to get a chance to listen to some of your music and, you know, hear where you're coming from. So where did you come up with this song, Intelligent? I like it.
Actually, my friend Lito, he gave me the beat. I'm one of those type of people where I listen to a beat and then I try to figure out what is the beat saying to me. So in 2008, I was going through a lot, like with school, just finding somewhere to stay and just trying to figure out which way I wanted to take my music. So I ended up going back to the Bay Area, and I was sitting in my mom's bathroom, and I don't know, it just came to me. I wanted to send a message, like a powerful message. Now, not all of my music sounds like that. Not all of it has that much substance or is uplifting, but I'm still, like, crafting. I'm still finding my voice. In a sense, and I know I'm a leader, so when I can send a message, if I feel like it's relevant, I'm going to send it, and I hope it's heard. So that was the case with that.
Of course.
I don't know, it's kind of all over the place, but I just thought about all of the problems I was thinking of and just put it all into one song.
Yeah, I like it. I did. And I mean, you sent me others, but out of all of them, this one I like the best because I resonated with the most. Because it had a lot of key points in there, you know, and it's basically what I found out of it was, like, for us to wake up and become intelligent, wise up, basically.
Yeah.
Get it together, wise up. I mean, I could be wrong, and you can correct me, you know, because it is like if you make a painting and you put it up on a wall, 10 different people are going to have their own perspectives. So it's the same thing with music, you know. Maybe that's not what you're trying to convey, but your audience is always going to find something different in it.
You're right.
And resonate with it. So it doesn't matter if you don't think it's good, you know, because sometimes I create certain things and I'm like, oh, nobody's going to want this crap. But then that's the crap that goes first.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
Out of all my music, like, when I do make songs like this, it gets the least amount of attention. It's like people don't want to hear it, but it's the truth. So I'm trying to find, like, a catchier way, kind of like Lupe, like, you can still party to his music, but you can still get the message. It's all positive. So I kind of want to venture, like, down that avenue, but I still have my party tracks where, I know, I feel like we all have different modes. We're not always feeling like a philosopher or a politician, not always feeling like, let's go out and party. So I'm just trying to show the different modes of myself.
Absolutely. So since you said that, that just takes me right back to the beginning. So when did you get started?
Actually, I started really taking it serious in 2008. I've always just played around with freestyling. I was scared to pick up a pen and write. And the opportunity to do music was always in my face. Like my high school, McClimmons High School, they had a program where you could come record, do video, lay down vocals. But I was always intimidated by the guys. Like they would take over the spot. And then just being new with it, you're kind of nervous to actually start. And then when I came to college, my grandparents, they gave me my own MacBook Pro, and it had the GarageBand program on there. So from there on, I just, like, stuck with it and learned how to record my own stuff, and I finally picked up a pen. And I've just been, like, going hard since then, doing what I can.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Well, you need to come and teach me how to use my MacBook Pro because I still only know how to turn it on and damn near not how to turn it off. I forget that part of it all the time. So now it's acting wacky, but that's another story. I'm not going to take up your time with that. So so outside of that, what inspires you to keep doing music? What inspires you to just want to keep learning those programs and the Mac and, you know, expanding on your music, being diverse with your music? What inspires you?
I don't know, it's just something I love. And the worst thing I hate about it is that it's something you love, but other people have the opportunity to judge it. And, like, it kind of alters your creativity because you're constantly worried about who is the audience, you know. So I have certain points where it's like, I don't care what people think, I'm going to put out my music. And then I have those points where I'm showing my mom and I want her to be proud. Like, dang, my daughter did this, you know. So I don't know. I just, it's just my hobby. It's something I love doing. And even being in class, it's like all I think about is music. It's hard to not focus, so why not do what you love in life, especially if you can be happy and profit and help other people.
Right, because my son as well, and I'm not putting my age out there, so I won't say his age. he's definitely into music just as passionate as you are and stuff like that. But what I try to instill in him is that the fact that even you, if you don't get where you see yourself or you see other people at a certain point in their life, it doesn't mean that you won't be there and it doesn't mean that you will get there. The fact remains is that you're able to utilize something, your passion, to whatever level you want to use it on, you know? So some people, they have certain passions for music, certain passions for art or whatever it is, and then they don't pursue them because they feel like they're not good enough or they feel like, I've been doing this so long, so I should just give up right now and just forget about it and be nothing. So my fear for that is, like, it doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as you're diligent, as long as you're just driving and doing what you got to do, remain the same, like, have the type of personality you have, and you're a pretty girl too. You know how fast, you know, that's going to work you up the ladder. And I'm not saying do the things that some people do to get up the ladder. I'm just saying use your intellect, use your smile, you know, and use your talents to get you where you need to be. And you will be there. I see it for you. When we first started talking, I was like, oh, okay. You know, I love
it. It might take me a while, but I don't ever give up. And I try to stay. I don't let people discourage me. Like, even with school, it's taking me a long time to finish. I get all types of subliminal messages. But I just look at it like it's something I started and it's something I'm going to finish, and I'm in a situation to put myself in a better place.
So that's right, baby.
Just focus on music. Like, I love film production, and I haven't had any training with it. I've done, like, documentaries. But I want to be able to make, like, movies, music videos, all of that. So I'm not just a rapper. Like, I'm trying to put my hands on other things and venture into other lanes, because I feel like wherever you land, that's where you're supposed to be. Like, I may not be meant to be a superstar. This may just be, like, an avenue to lead me to my destiny. So I'm just going with the flow, and I'm talking to God, and I know wherever I land is where I'm supposed to be.
Right, exactly. So is there anyone out in the industry, okay, because like you just stated, and like they all do, everyone does this, they go, they get their foot into one door, the next thing you know, they have a clothing line, a perfume, a cologne, they venture out, you know, because that's a smart business person, right? So you go out there, you make your first hit, you make your second hit, and then you start saying, okay, I want to make my own videos, and I want to start helping other artists do their videos and, you know, doing that stuff. I mean, who would you want to work with out there that's in the industry now?
Like, names that are already established?
Yeah, names of people. Yeah, that's out there.
Well, I'm from the Bay, so I really want to work with, like, E-40, Wapale. But I don't know if it's, like, a cocky attitude. I see the people that are on as regular people who did what they had to do to get where they are. And I see that as motivation. Like, I can be that. So, like, I want people to come to me the way I want to come to them, you know what I'm saying? So I would like to work with anybody, not just rappers. Like, if you do rock and roll, I want to work with you. But I just want to make good music. So if there was somebody willing to reach out to me, then my arm will reach back. And I'm always reaching out to people. I'm nobody, but I reach out to people and I try to help other artists. I try to spotlight other artists. Because at the end of the day, you never know who's going to be big or who's going to be small. But honestly, I keep going over the question. If there was just one person I could collab with in the whole world, they aren't even a rapper, I would collab with Mary J. Blige. Like, that's my all-time favorite. I love her. I feel like with her music, I feel like I watched her grow with her music, and a lot of the music is so real, I can relate to it or I can learn from it. So I admire her. I don't know her, but just listening to her music, I feel like I understand her mentality and where she comes from. So.
Exactly. And like I said, and it's going to be a walk in, you know, progress. Everybody, even with myself, everything is just like a stepping stone to something else. So don't ever, 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 ever give up on anything. And I see that you won't. So I know I don't have to have this conversation with you. And whatever way that I can help you do something that you need to do out here, then you just have to let me know. As long as it's not robbing banks and killing people, then we're good to go.
Yes, ma'am. We on the same page. I don't do the gun violence, the crazy drugs. Some drugs are okay. I don't do the crazy drugs. I don't do the prostitution. But we on the same page.
Definitely, definitely. We don't want none of that, okay? So I'm going to play another one of your songs. I'm going to play another one of your songs. This one is called Usalia. This is Usalia.
Featuring Teresa.
Teresa, am I saying it right?
Yeah, and I got to mention this. UCR alumni. She graduated from UCR, so throwing that out there. I'm up next.
All right, awesome. So let's listen in.
Nobody like me.
Use a liar,
I know that I was perfect.
Use a liar,
and I'm gonna be what I'm gonna be.
Use a liar,
so I'm just gonna do me.
I'm gonna do me.
They be lying, saying what you can't do, but all you really got.
Go and listen to your music and look you up and find you, aside from my page, because a lot of people are lazy. So MC Red is going to give you where she can be, you know, downloaded and looked up at. And also, if you lazy people want, you can just go through my friend list on Facebook and find her lovely self there. But I'm going to let you have the floor. Let them know where they can find you.
Okay, I'm always on Facebook, and, like, I try to keep a lot of my links the same. So, like, the backslash will be MDOTCDOTRED. And I have a lot of music on SoundCloud. So SoundCloud / MC Red. The dots replace the period. The M period, C period, R-E-D. I have music on YouTube, same URL. I have a Facebook fan page. I don't call them fans. I call them supporters. So if you want to support,
absolutely,
like the link, add me on Facebook. I chat with people all the time. Sometimes I show them, like, music that I'm working on, get their feedback, and then go back and work on the song and make them feel like they're a part of my project. So I'm open to constructive criticism. I'm open to just about everything, as long as it's respectful. So just hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, same thing, MDOTCDOTRED. I have 3 mixtapes on datpiff.com. 2 of them are with my camp, Heat Rock. So shout out to Young Dude and Raw, R-A-W. We have our first mixtape, which was Planet Heat Rock. And I kid you not, it's 12 tracks, all bangers, radio quality. Like, check it out. You're going to love it. If you don't love the whole thing, you should at least 2 tracks up there. We have The High, and then my first solo mixtape, which was The Outsider. And it's spelled O-W-T-S-I-D-E-R. And basically, I did that whole project as a rush job. I did it over the weekend. It was a mixtape contest by Beat Good Productions, and I happened to win, so now I'm working on the album. It's a 15-track exclusive album that he's going to produce for me. So right now I'm just trying to figure out how to get the money together to push the project. I want everything official. I'm fundraising so I can trademark my name, $245. So if you're listening and you want to support, donations are welcome. Donate, participate, however you want, but just search MC Red, MC Red, all caps, and I'll come up.
That's right. Yeah, I heard it from the girl herself on the In Tune show. I just wanted to read you something, MC Red, that someone said in the chat room, that I'm over here trying not to laugh while you're just, like, telling it all over there. It says, I love MC Red because she don't need a full album and songs talking about sex. That's no lie. LOL.
Aw, I appreciate that. I have to step out because I have it recording in my room so I can record the show. So I'm outside and I can't see the actual chat box, but I just want to say thank you. I do have a few promiscuous-sounded songs, probably like 2, but I still watch my lyrics. It's not nothing too... What's the word? I forgot the word.
Derogatory.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, derogatory.
Too explicit.
Yeah, not too vulgar.
You know, right, but you know, at the same time, if it's done in a sexy, classy, sassy way, I don't see nothing wrong with it, because Miss P loves songs like that. As long as it's not too given, you know, but given at the same time, if you kind of get my point. You know, because there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with having something sexy. I know I like to listen to stuff sexy. I like to wear stuff sexy, you know. And I'm not meaning, like, stripper clothes. I'm meaning just something that I think compliments my body.
Yeah, well,
you know,
first impressions mean a lot. So I wanted people to check out my substance. That's why I sent you those tracks. If they want to hear the BS, if they want to hear the party music, if they want to hear what else I'm talking about, they could just, like, find me on the Internet. But I just want people to hear what I have to say first, because usually that's what gets ignored, you know? So.
Absolutely, and that's a good philosophy, and I'm glad that you did that, because maybe if you would have sent me all the, like, I have little sexy songs, I'd have been like, what the hell? No.
You might have liked it, though.
What are you trying to do, seduce somebody over here? No, definitely. Send me those songs. I'll play them on a rotation. It's not a problem. And just to let you know, as everyone that comes on the show, you're officially family. I'm a pain in the butt.
Family.
And I'm a type
that
of... I'm a pain in the butt, and I'm definitely the type that's like, if you tell me you're working on something, I'll be like, did you do it? How long did you do it? How many days do you need to do that? And did you do, you know, like, I get in everyone's business. If your bio's not tight, I will fix it. Like, because I feel like, listen, it's all about helping each other get to where we need to get to, and we can do it by doing this with each other. If I sit here as a sister and I see that there's something that's out of whack with you, and I'm just sitting here pretending for the show purposes that it's all good, then who am I, and what am I saying about myself as a character?
Yeah.
And what am I really trying to put across to the community? So anything that I can really help a person with that I see that they have errors on it, not to say you're wrong, but it's not correct. And if you want to shop yourself around, you have to have the correct grammar. You have to have the correct stuff going on in your bios, or you're just making yourself look like you're nothing
to
the person that's on the outside looking in. And you can be the best, but once they look at that bio, like you said, first impressions are the last thing. So people have to wake up to that, you know, because I get a lot of bios all day long, a lot of music all day long, and the bios are atrocious. I be sick because I can't understand how people can't write in full sentences, period. No, seriously, I don't want to correct every single piece of music, every single bio I get. I really don't have the energy and the time for that because I'm launching a magazine as well. So I have to make sure that all of that is all in, you know, perspective. So with that being said, Miss P loves everybody, and whatever I can do to help in any kind of way, if you're like, Miss P, I just have this new track, and can you just play it? Then it's done. Just send it to me.
Oh, that's love.
You know what I mean? Miss P this, Miss P that. Just let me know. In any way that I can help you, I definitely want to do that. That's definitely why I'm in school for psychology as well. You know,
okay.
Because it'll help me remain sane and help you, people out there that's not sane get sane.
Yeah. Need more people like that in the world.
I'm telling you, and more people like you yourself. Is there any shout-outs you want to give out before we go?
Happy birthday to my fans, Nishay, Lynn, my supporter, my rock. Happy birthday to her. Rolanda, her birthday was yesterday. These people have helped me in my struggle, so I really have to just tell them thank you. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope y'all listening. If y'all not, it's still good. I still love y'all. But shout out to them once again. Heat Rock, my camp. Shout out to my mom and just my family and friends and everybody that's supporting, whether I know you supporting and or whether you putting it in my face that you supporting. I just want to say thank you. And that's just about it. And I want to thank the Intune Show. I want to thank Ms. P. I really appreciate this opportunity. It's my first interview, so best believe I'm nervous. And I feel like I was nervous, but you make it welcoming and you make me feel comfortable to speak. I don't feel like I'm writing an essay and I got to watch my phonics or watch what I say. I feel like I can just speak my mind on this show. So
I
hope this isn't my last time on here.
No, definitely not. I would love to have you back, even as a guest host one day. Help me interview somebody. Definitely something to think about when you have the time, okay? So, like
I'm
said,
time. Let's go.
Like I said, you are family to me. You're my sister, so anything I could do for my sister is a done deal. You know, just keep connected. You know, don't let this show be the last time that we really have anything to say to each other, okay?
Yeah,
and
well,
for
I'm
going to
start tuning into the other shows, too.
Yeah, definitely when your time permits and stuff, because it's only going to get better. I have a lot of good things lined up for the new year. And the reason why I've been so lax on it, like I said, because I'm launching a magazine from scratch, so it's a lot of work. I also wanted to let everyone know that MC Red can be listened to later on, anytime, whenever, 2 weeks from now, 3 years from now. Everything is archived, so any of your people that didn't get an opportunity to listen in tonight, they'll have the opportunity to do so in about 10 minutes, because I'm going to make that happen, and I'm going to send it to you, and then you'll have the link, and you can post it wherever you want to post it, so people can listen to your interview.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry, I have one more shout-out.
Shout-out to the
OMS magazine out of the Bay Area. It's a new magazine. I write for that magazine. I wrote artist biographies. And you just reminded me when you said you were launching your own magazine. So we just had one issue with Love Rent. He was on the cover, and I think Krishan will be on the next cover. So, like, the owner, he goes out, he meets with the artist, he does a photo shoot, and sometimes he shoots a video, and then he has me interview them, and then I write based on what they tell me, and then, bam, it gets pressed. So I just wanted to shout out the magazine.
Shout out to that magazine. I wish you much success and whatever else, you know, whatever else comes with success. What else comes with it? More success? So there's nothing but love for anybody that's out there doing their thing. I'm always on top of, like, in love and in love with people that are just out there grinding, so they say. So keep up your grinding, MC Red. Keep doing what you do. Miss P going to keep doing what she do. And for all y'all beautiful people out there, keep doing what you do and help bring together this empowerment that we need so everybody can live comfortably. Okay? Until next show, you guys stay in tune. Thank you so much, MC Red, for coming on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yeah, so that was MC Red. She's really, really awesome. But, you know, like I said, I just had a moment because I don't ever really get to have females up here on the show with me. So to have a woman on the show with me tonight that's powerful, that's saying something, that's making moves, that's doing big things, is totally enlightening, totally fulfilling, and I enjoyed every moment of it. So, for those that don't know, MC Red is a friend of mine on Facebook. You can find her under my link. Listen to her music. She has a lot of good things that she's kicking out there in the universe, so pick something up and listen to it, okay? And then for Friday, we'll be in with the Green Studios of New York talking to Jeff and Lyrics. And I'm looking forward to that. So until then, babies, you stay tuned.